Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, we're all looking to save, especially on medical bills, but where do you start? Now, unless you're a medical billing expert, finding savings, well, it can seem impossible. HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance, and they flag errors like overbilling or wrong codes and fraud. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, saving starts with knowing where to look. Go to their website. It's healthlock.com today before you see any other healthcare provider. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.
All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, we have new developments as it relates to Zero Experience Hunter and his laptop from hell and dozens of meetings apparently with his dad and business partners. Remember, Joe repeatedly has lied to us and said, I've never, not one single time, ever had a single conversation with my son Hunter about his foreign business dealings. Listen.
Hey, President, how many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings?
Yes,
I stand by that statement.
Yes, I stand by that statement. All right, here's the problem. The laptop from hell that the media mob lied about, that all these intel people lied about, that says was Russian disinformation. I mean, think about it. The Democrats in 2016 put out lies that Hillary Clinton paid for with her dirty disinformation Russian dossier about Donald Trump, and it was disseminated through the media mob in the lead up to the 2016 election. And that information was all has now all been debunked. It's all false. It was all a lie from the get-go. And nobody in the media cared. They just disseminated the lies. Donald Trump had two hookers in his room at the Ritz-Carlton in Moscow urinating in his bed. And people believed it. And it was blown out of the water. Of course, none of the people responsible for using that disinformation dossier, they had no problem filling out a FISA application four times and signing it, even though it says verified on the top and it's not verifiable. But back to Joe Biden, he says, never one time did I ever speak with my son Hunter or my brother ever about their foreign business dealings. Said it over and over and over again. Then pictures emerge of Joe Biden and Zero Experience Hunter with some of his foreign business deal partners. We put those pictures up on Hannity. And then you look at the laptop from hell, and heretofore we're learning Hunter Biden complaining that he has to pay dad's bills 50%, Tony Bobulinski 10%, the big guy. He says the big guy everybody knew was Joe Biden himself, and that Joe Biden was intimately involved. Why would a sitting vice president ever withhold $1 billion taxpayer dollars from Ukraine until they fire a prosecutor who we find out is investigating his son, who's making millions with no experience in energy, oil, gas, or Ukraine? I mean, the worst interview a 50-year-old ever gave GMA was, well, did you have any experience in energy? No. Oil? No. Gas? No. Ukraine? No. Why do you think you're getting paid millions? I don't know. Maybe because your dad is in charge of Ukrainian policy? Probably. He actually says it, but nothing happens. You know, there's Hunter with hookers. Nothing happens. There's Hunter with crack. Nothing happens. It's unbelievable. So anyway, now we have new information from the laptop from hell, just revealed that Hunter Biden met with his father at least 30 times at the White House or the vice president's residence, often just days after he returned home from overseas business meetings, breakfast, lunches, gab fests between 2008 and 2016. Obviously, all of it raising questions about whether Hunter was relaying messages to his father on behalf of foreign clients. You have, for example, one of Hunter's business partners in Mexico, you know, Hunter, you know, excoriating this guy saying, I got you to the White House. I got you to meet with my father. I got you all of this. And I get, what do I get? I got nothing. So obviously there was the expectation from Hunter that if you get access, you get paid, meaning he gets paid. Anyway, Miranda Devine wrote The Laptop from Hell, a bestseller. Now we have this new bombshell exposing more of Hunter's lies and collusion with his father. It seems incontrovertible now that Joe Biden was lying to the country every time he said he had no knowledge, no discussion ever whatsoever as it relates to Hunter and his foreign business dealings. It looks like he was up to his eyeballs in it.
No question. And it's just a matter of time before the president has to come clean with the American people about what he knew about Hunter Biden and Jim Biden, his brother's foreign business dealings, and how much he profited from them and how much he was involved. There's so much evidence, not just on the laptop, but from Tony Bobulinski, Hunter's former business partner, that Joe Biden was involved, did meet many of these business partners. And, you know, we see that Hunter's going overseas on these jaunts. Often he gets his father on the speakerphone to talk to his partners or, you know, likely prospects that might line their pockets. And when he comes home, he very shortly after, within days, or John Levine, my colleague, found within minutes in one case, he's back there with his dad in the vice presidential residence having a meeting. What are they discussing? Surely they discussed what Hunter has just been up to, because they discussed beforehand and Joe was fully aware of the business that Hunter was in. So it just beggars belief that he would continue to pretend that he knew nothing. And the media as well is so complicit. You mentioned the Russia collusion story, that Donald Trump, they were willing to publish anything. They were utterly gullible. They had bad sources, anonymous sources, shady sources with the most ridiculous material like the Steele dossier. And yet they won a Pulitzer Prize for that. And today we find out that even though Donald Trump and other people have complained to the Pulitzer Committee about those Pulitzer Prizes that they gave to the New York Times, the Washington Post and so on, the Pulitzer people have said no. Those prizes stand. We've had two independent reviews. Won't tell us who the reviewers were or what they actually looked at. They say, no, those Pulitzers are fine. That is the way modern media is working. It only puts the acid on one side of politics, that is the Republican side, particularly anyone to do with Donald Trump. When it comes to Democrats, they're their friends. All they do is cover for them, censor, and just push propaganda.
So he leverages $10 billion taxpayer dollars and gets the prosecutor in Ukraine fired. Okay. He becomes president. One of his first acts is to give a waiver to Vladimir Putin for the Nord Stream 2 pipeline while he's simultaneously stopping the Keystone XL pipeline in this country, if that makes any sense. The only sense it might make is that we know that Hunter got paid millions from a Russian oligarch and the former first lady of Moscow. So that seems to me that maybe the Biden family could be compromised in some way by the likes of Vladimir Putin, especially knowing what we know about Hunter's peccadilloes and his his lifestyle, I would assume there's a lot of compromising materials available on him. And then we just have, you know, here we have the highest oil gas prices we've ever had. And we learned last week that the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, some of that oil is going to China, and that Joe is now considering giving, you know, favored nation trading status to China, and that he's going to pull back on the tariffs that Donald Trump had implemented. Now, there is a story out that Hunter's lawyers had insisted that he divested his 10% stake in a Chinese government-linked company. They won't say whom he sold it to or how much money he got and may have made as a result. Is there a possibility that China, like Ukraine, like Russia, may have the Biden family compromised? Because these are not the actions that I think any sensible president would make.
Well, look, that is the most likely answer, Sean. We can't really say, but it just seems logical that these rather bizarre decisions that are made by the Biden administration to talk about sanctions on Russian oligarchs. Well, I mean, there were some oversights there. There were Russian oligarchs that paid money to Hunter, including, you mentioned, the $3 million from Elena Batcherina, that those people weren't sanctioned and yet others were. The Chinese, all these favors to China, the go soft policies that Joe Biden has implemented and unwound a whole lot of tough policies against China from the Trump administration. What is the reason for that? There doesn't seem to be any fathomable reason other than because Joe Biden is compromised. He's afraid that the Russians or the Chinese will use the information that we know they must have. I mean, if we have what we have from the laptop and from the money trail that Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson have managed to extract from the Treasury before Janet Yellen pulled down the shutters, if we know that, what do China and Russia know when they would have, you know, had complete control over Hunter's information and material when he was rocketing around in the inner sanctums of the elites of Russia and China, completely hooked on crack and hookers? He was compromised. What does it say about his family and about Joe Biden? So we don't know. That's the problem. And even just the appearance of the president being compromised is damaging to national security. And this is why I think it's very important that the Democrats understand that they need to convince Joe Biden to come out and come clean about his involvement in...
Miranda, that's never going to happen. Never.
Yeah,
you and I both know that's never going to happen.
But if Republicans
take back the House and Senate, there will be real hearings here. Quick break, more with Miranda Devine, Laptop from Hell, New York Times bestseller.
You're on the Sean Hannity Show, a place where free speech and the First Amendment are still alive and well.
Liberalism is a failed ideology.
Get your dose of independence and liberty every weekday right here with Sean. Sean Hannity.
All right, more with Miranda Devine, author of the bestseller, The Laptop from Hell. Do you know the status? We know that there's a grand jury that's been convened in Delaware as it relates to Hunter. Now, there's been an interesting phenomenon, is the very laptop denied by the Washington Post, New York Times, and others. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, in just, you know, recent weeks and months, have they acknowledged the real truth about the laptop? To me, it's a CYA because they know that there's a strong possibility that there might be an indictment in the case. Is that why they're finally acknowledging what we all knew back before the election in 2020?
Yeah, 100%. And look, this is why the media and the Democrats ought to get on top of this story. And I think they will, because they realize, as you say, that there's going to be this indictment at some point, and also that the Republicans are going to be subpoenaing everybody and doing some pretty savage investigations. So, you know, if you were advising these people, you would say, get out ahead of the story. That's exactly what the New York Times did. And the worrying thing about the grand jury in Delaware is that we know that they have been doing pretty thorough work. They've brought before them and had to testify various sort of ex-lovers of Hunter, various ex-business partners. They've even asked who is the big guy to people who are witnesses. So we know that they're actually looking into Hunter's business dealings, but also maybe they're tracing it to Joe. The problem is that it's gone quiet, and, you know, maybe they had to call a couple of witnesses back because their testimony conflicted. But it's looking very close to the time when it will be 90 days before the midterm, at which time we've had the U.S. attorney in Delaware, David Weiss. He's done this once before, where they basically suspend operations before an election to ensure that political considerations don't influence it. So that 90 days before the midterms will be up in a few weeks. So I hope they're not slow walking this to avoid damage to the Democrats and Joe Biden in November.
Do you think there's any way that they're not doing that? Because that's the obvious answer.
It's the obvious answer. I can only, you know, hope that justice is being done in Delaware, but it's hard to avoid the conclusion that Joe Biden has ruled Delaware for, you know, over four decades. And also remember, there was email from Hunter Biden to one of his Chinese business partners when he was irate that they weren't giving him his $300,000 worth of expenses for 1 month that he was demanding. And he told them that he was going to sue them in Delaware. And he pointed out, I know all the judges on the Chancery Court.
Yeah, unbelievable. Miranda Devine, we really appreciate it. 800-941-SEAN is our number. Her book is The Laptop from Hell, a bestseller. This is all going to be coming to a head as soon as the Republicans take over the House and or Senate, hopefully both. You go back, Matt Gaetz was told by the assistant director of the FBI cyber unit that he doesn't know where Hunter's laptop is, and that was in a House hearing, you know, back in early 22. And also Matt Gaetz was told by the assistant director of the FBI cyber unit that he couldn't answer questions about Hunter's laptop or the investigation. So this has been going on forever. Remember, this was before the election in 2020. Nobody ever got held accountable for the lies about Trump-Russia collusion. Nobody's getting held accountable here either. And I'll tell you, this is why I say there's no equal justice under the law, no equal application of our laws. Our justice system is now a joke.
Hey, you're listening to the best of the Sean Hannity Show. We'll have more of your favorite guests, topics, and memorable moments. That's all coming up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. So don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, no tooth fairy or piggy banks, no more selling extra items for cash. A digital dollar means your life could depend on the internet, electricity, and people you don't know. Plus, it means every penny you have could all be tracked. So goodbye to privacy. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to Goldco and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver, including Sean Hannity. Sean has personally bought metals from the top-rated company, Goldco, who has an excellent reputation. They've placed over $2 billion in gold and silver, and right now they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. So call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
So I did have this long list of home improvements this summer, and almost none of them got done, but I can now cross new window treatments off my list because Blinds.com is offering up to 50% off site-wide plus big door busters right now during the Labor Day sale. Now, a fall home refresh doesn't need to be a hassle, and ordering online does not mean sacrificing style or service. Blinds.com, they have premium selections of shades, shutters, drapes, and much more. They even have motorized shades to make life that much easier. And if you can't decide what to get, well, they have free professional design consultation available anytime you need them. And if you need help measuring or installing, they got you covered there too. And with Blinds.com, there are never any hidden fees, no misleading quotes. Shipping is always free. See why Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Just shop at Blinds.com for their Labor Day sale. It's now going on through September the 7th. Save up to 50% off site-wide plus big door busters. Get up to 50% off when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Uncle Sam accountable to you every day. Hannity is on.
All right, glad you're with us. 25 now to the top of the hour. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. We're following all these Senate races. Look, there was a report that came out yesterday that showed that it's an 88% probability, likelihood Republicans will take the House of Representatives back and be in charge. That's fantastic news if it happens. Only you can make it happen. That's why I've been trying to deputize all of you into the importance. We're at an inflection point, a tipping point for the country in terms of where we need to go. The Senate, I've been pointing out, is a much, much more uphill battle, a more difficult win for the Republicans. This election cycle happens to be pretty much every bellwether swing state that exists. When the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz is the Republican candidate. John Fetterman is the Democrat. Fetterman, by the way, had a stroke just prior to the primary. He's been barely seen or heard from. He just has a social media team, you know, sending out tweets that the media seems to love, attacking Dr. Oz. But nobody has examined his record at all, pretty much to date. And he's not had to defend, for example, crime, and especially violent crime in Philadelphia has gone up a whopping 60% since he's been the lieutenant governor. When is he going to answer that question? You know, we talk about the Bernie Biden manifesto. Well, you can add the Bernie Biden Fetterman manifesto to the list because he's a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. He's out of touch with the people of Pennsylvania. Just nobody at this point seems to know it. But there's plenty of time, obviously, before Election Day, and I would expect that that information will get out there in spades. He's against fracking and energy production in the state of Pennsylvania. We know that he's for drug legalization of certain drugs, and he's not a guy that appears to want to work very much, although he portrays himself when he walks around with his hoodie as he's big blue-collar working guy that doesn't work. Anyway, here's Dr. Oz's latest ad.
You may have heard John Fetterman's back on the campaign trail. As his surgeon has performed thousands of these operations, I know how scary this can be for a patient. I've been praying for him. I'm glad he's okay. Now that he's back, John Fetterman can't keep hiding from voters forever. I mean, Joe Biden hid in his basement. How did that work out for us?
We need to debate John's radical agenda. Fetterman would destroy our energy industry, canceling pipelines, crushing fracking and drilling, all while driving up gas prices for everyone. And Fetterman supports releasing one-third of the prison population and wants to eliminate life sentences for murderers. That's just crazy. I can promise you this, Pennsylvania. I'll bring a dose of reality to John Fetterman and the radical left. And as your next senator, I'll be in your community to hear your thoughts and fight to be your voice in Washington.
I'm glad Fetterman's healthy, so we can worry less about his heart and his hoodie and more about the crazy leftist ideas in his head.
All right, Dr. Oz joins us now. There was an article, Dr. Oz, in the Daily Mail, because there's only been, as far as I know, prior to this interview in the Daily Mail, I guess it took place yesterday or the day before, I think he'd only been seen once in public since before the primary and when he had his stroke. And in the interview, he went on to say that he's feeling 100%. He said, physically, I have no limits. Mentally, again, as I mentioned, the only issue is my hearing is still a little bit not perfect. I miss a word every now and then in a conversation, or I might slur two words. Is he fully recovered? I mean, are they saying he's fully recovered? Because he hasn't really returned to the campaign trail, has he?
Well, I'm going to take him at his word. None of the records from his doctor's visits have been released. He's not shared with transparency anything that really happened when he had his stroke. We're unaware of his medical history, except what one of his doctors 5 years ago shared recently with the permission of the family, that he'd had heart failure at that time and had not returned for care. But the rest of it's a mystery. All I can do is, you know, listen to the little bit that I hear about him and rumors. That's unfortunate, because this is an important race, and I think he should be clear with everybody of what's going on. That stated, I'm much less concerned about John Fetterman's ability to enter the campaign, and a lot more concerned about the crazy ideas in his head. And in that video, the audio which you shared, you know, I'm jogging along and trying to make the point that I will go anywhere I have to. My parents were immigrants. Like most immigrants, our whole life was based on trying to achieve the American dream, which we felt happened if you worked hard, and America, because this is a fertile place, would support hard workers, cheer for you, root for you, and we'd succeed, and everyone else would succeed. And for my family, it worked out exactly like it's supposed to be. And I want to pass on that belief system to Pennsylvanians, in fact, everyone across the country. My opponent, Fetterman, has had in the opposite life experience and did not achieve a lot in his life that he's been able to count to. And so most of his experiences are about getting the government to do things for people that he's worried about, you know, calling out social experiments, which is what he tried to do when he became the mayor of a small town outside of Pittsburgh, and he's advocating for his lieutenant governor of Pennsylvania. And you go into, for example, Philadelphia, Sean, the crime is not just a little bit of a problem. Yes, we had the most murders ever, but vandalism, intimidation, lawlessness. When the police come to save people who are shot, they're chased away by the crowds. The locals in Philadelphia are angry about this, angry enough to vote Republican, because they argue that their communities are being dismantled by allowing this rampant violent crime, and they want this, and deserve, I think, leaders who hear their problems. And John Fetterman's not been with them, not visited. They've been in the primary before he had his stroke, and it's one massive social experiment, though that's their words, by woke elites. And they don't want a Fetterman coming in there trying to push Joe Biden's policies even further to the left. And that's fundamentally the decision that's going to be made by voters in our Commonwealth, and it's why I'll win. If you are happy with where the country is and you want someone who will take us further to the left of Joe Biden, then John Fetterman's your man. But if you want change, if you want to come along with someone who's lived the American dream and understands what it would take to reduce inflation by getting rid of reckless spending, address energy problems in America, and reduce gas prices by allowing Pennsylvania, this, you know, the second biggest energy state besides Texas, to help. And if you're worried about crime and sanctuary cities and porous borders and lack of transparency in our schools, then I'm the guy, because I'll make that happen.
So he's got a social media team, and he's got a team around him, and I guess they think they're very clever and very cute, and I guess they got Snooki, or whatever her name is, Snooki from the Jersey Shore show. It's not a show that I watched. Then they're hiring, you know, airplanes out to taunt you and sending out cute little memes on Twitter. That's all fine and good, and, you know, I'm up for a laugh as much as anybody else. But I think the people of Pennsylvania are fed up like the people in the rest of the country. We now have a 41-year high of inflation. We're paying record high prices for gasoline, the lifeblood of our economy. Fetterman said he's against energy production in the state of Pennsylvania. So I guess, as you know, he'd want to shut it down completely. He wants to join Joe Biden and I guess maybe beg foreign, you know, dictators and hostile regimes and make America more dependent on them for our energy. Then the guy talks about letting out a third of all people in jail in Pennsylvania. How is that going to help law and order and safety and security? You know, cute can be cute up to a point. At some point, you know, when is he going to answer some questions? When is the media going to stop with the cute commentary and say, hey, John, what are you going to do to end inflation? Hey, John, what do you think about the doubling of the price of a gallon of gasoline? Hey, John, how did the murder rate go up 60% on your watch as lieutenant governor? When did those questions come?
I don't think any of these memes and the desire of media to not mention the realities you discuss is going to hide from Pennsylvanians what they're experiencing. You know, we're paying for this with our paychecks, with our safety, with job security stolen stolen from us by the radical Biden Fetterman agenda. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders. I mean, they endorsed each other. And he, by the way, he endorsed Bernie back in 2000.
Bernie Sanders only endorses radical socialists. The only reason, remember, Biden made a deal with the devil by doing the Bernie Biden manifesto. And we know Fetterman is a big Bernie supporter over Biden, so he wants to go way to the left of Joe Biden.
He, in one of his debates in the primary, he said the only reason he wouldn't give Joe Biden an A is he wasn't far enough to the left, that he hadn't beaten up on Joe Manchin and gone with Bernie Sanders more. And this is the person that we're looking to elect as a Democratic senator from Pennsylvania. I think it would be a catastrophe, independent of the fact that he doesn't seem to have taken the jobs he's done seriously. He's not really shown up as lieutenant governor. Got thrown out of the session at one point for being so disruptive. The current mayor of Braddock, which is where he was the mayor in the past, did not endorse him in the primary. The trade unions are concerned about him because he doesn't pay attention to them. So I'm asking him to come out and play. If you're healthy and you say you are, and I'm a doctor, I'm patient, and I understand how scary this diagnosis is. But if you want to campaign, please come out. Let's debate. Let's go at it to talk about the real issues. And you can do all your social media stuff. I have more people on social media than he does, and I can play the game. But I don't want to play around with people's lives. I was in Kensington yesterday, which is the largest open-air drug market in the country. It's right downtown Philadelphia, an area that's supposed to be gentrified. It's a catastrophe. I was there handing out water because it's so hot, and I don't want people to die, but it's inexcusable. These people are not into rehab, pulled off the streets. They destroy all the local businesses, hundreds of addicts, open-air, drugs being sold willy-nilly, injecting in public. This is the kind of stuff that Fetterman has tolerated. He's endorsed the current district attorney who's going to get he's going to get challenged actually for not doing his job. But it's like a social experiment, which is why literally there are medical papers being written now about what's going on in Philadelphia. You do an experiment where you reduce the number of prosecutions by 70%. You can count the number of extra murders you get. And these doctors or scientists are writing papers about this. Like, these are lab rats. These are human lives that are being destroyed. And the local population in Philadelphia and the suburbs are unhappy. Same in Pittsburgh. We can do much better, and certainly Pennsylvania needs to have a candidate who's coming to their community, talking to them about their issues, addressing the hard questions, because they're not all easy. But in the case of Pennsylvania, we've got some pretty straightforward ones. Energy is a very addressable issue in our state. The fact that Fetterman calls it a stain, the fracking a stain on the state, is reprehensible. Well,
quick break. More with Dr. Oz, Republican candidate for Senate from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We'll ask him about Joe Biden being diagnosed with COVID on the other side. I want to tell you about our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. I love this company. Now, it's a family-owned business. They're celebrating their 25th anniversary this year. In honor of their anniversary, they're giving away $1 million through their Guns for Great Causes charitable arm. Made in America or not made at all, go to henryusa.com now. You'll get a free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you live. That's henryusa.com. Go there now, and you're going to love this company the way I do.
Roundup is next. You do not want to miss it. And stay tuned for the final hour free-for-all on the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, we continue now with Dr., now Republican Senate candidate from the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Dr. Oz is with us. Let me go to another issue. Joe Biden was not in the best of health, clearly. Even the New York Times is now acknowledging what I said from the very beginning. Both physically and mentally, he's been diagnosed now with COVID. He's taken Paxlovid, which is the antiviral. You and I have discussed that at length. This is a guy, I believe it was 1 year ago today, that said this.
We're not in a position where we think that any virus, including the Delta virus, which is much more transmissible and more deadly in terms of non-unvaccinated people, the various shots that people are getting now cover that. You're okay. You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Well, first of all, the Delta variant was the first variant that was a breakthrough variant, whether you were fully vaccinated or not. With that said, a lot of people are getting it. It seems like Paxlovid, although I don't think it's the gold standard of monoclonal antibodies, it has shown to be very effective, although some people do rebound from it.
Well, what he just said, President Biden, is an example of how we were misled as a nation. You and I have talked about this early on. It was evident that vaccines are valuable in reducing the severity of illness, which is why I have personally got vaccinated. Especially as a doctor, I felt that was a smart thing to do to reduce the chance of me passing it to anybody else. But I have not been convinced that it, in a meaningful way, has reduced the amount of passage of the virus, especially with some of these variants. And more and more data supports that. So it's not about vaccinations, yes or no. It's about the government's and public health leadership, like Fauci, reflexively saying the only answer to the pandemic was mandated vaccines.
Well, I'm going to have to run. Do you worry about his health, or are you confident Paxlovid will get him through this?
Statistically, he should do all the Paxlovid. Overall, it can get up to 90% reduction of symptoms. He has mild symptoms so far, thankfully. So I'm optimistic about him making a recovery. And for everyone listening, if you get COVID and you're older, you must go on an antiviral like Paxlovid or the monoclonal antibodies that you mentioned.
That's but the, I don't even think we have monoclonals for BA5, which is the new variant, do we?
We don't, but we don't know if that's what you have, because we don't know if all the extra cases are from that. What I tell my relatives and patients, Paxlovid, go with it. It's the best thing we've got now. It's effective enough that it helps most people, but don't trust that you're safe just because you got a vaccine and two boosters, which is what Joe Biden had.
All right, Dr. Oz, we'll be checking in often. This is a key Senate race. Everybody better pay attention in Pennsylvania. This matters. This might all come down to Pennsylvania in the end. We appreciate you being with us. We're following this campaign closely. Quick break, right back.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.